وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الكريم، حفظك الله ورعاك. My dear brother, sometimes the heart of the human will be affected by kind of incurable diseases, exactly like the body of the human. For example, and when we say incurable means it's difficult to be cured, very difficult, even though it's possible, but need a lot of work and jihad. Exactly like the body disease. We have this kind of disease that it's also incurable. Doesn't mean that cannot be cured, but it's difficult to be cured. And normally this kind of disease will be a reason for the human to be either disabled or will be a reason for his death. Same thing for the heart. For example, we talk about cancer, disease, etc. Also for the heart is the same, my dear brother. Sometimes the heart, like I said to you, there's a lot of hearts being affected by kind of incurable diseases that are difficult to be treated and difficult to be cured, even though it's possible but need a lot of work. In the top of this type of diseases for the hearts is ego and selfishness. These two diseases, it's really really among the hardest type, and it's not easy to be treated and to be cured. Need lots of jihad from the people who have been affected by it, and they behave with it. That's why, my dear brother, those people who they've been born naturally without such diseases, they've been gifted from Allah Ta'ala with big mercy from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It's a big mercy for you to be raised as a generous and humble. It's kind of choose. Allah choose you to be like that. That's why you see a lot of people who they've been guided to Islam, been converted and revert to Islam from a disbelievers communities. Normally, they are humbled and generous. Also, those people who they've been guided to the truth, normally you see them humble and generous. And normally those people who they are selfish, greedy, and they have ego, normally you will see them, they are far from the haq and from the truth and from the istiqama and for being serious in their religion. Why is that? The answer is because this kind of characters and behavior included in the misguiding line, which means is normally these kind of behaviors will be a reason for people to be misguided or to reject the haq and the truth. For example, imagine about that hadith when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. No one will enter the paradise when he still have even a small dots of ego in his heart. وهكذا يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام الكبر غمط الناس ورد الحق. رد الحق وغمط الناس. Kibr is when you reject the truth and you disrespect the people, you humiliate the people, you feel yourself better than them, you disvalue people around of you. This is the kibr. Same thing regarding selfishness. Selfish people means they love their self till they put it on top of the haq and the truth. Their self and their wealth and their dunya in general is a priority before anything. Even though these two behavior and characters are different in the people, because different percentage in the people, even with that, in the end, it's too dangerous disease that could mislead and misguide its people. But the selfishness, يقول الله تعالى ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. Whoever protect himself from selfishness with success, dunya and akhirah. So among the sign of those successful believers, among their descriptions are generous people. هذا يقول الله تعالى عن الصحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم عن المهاجرين والأنصار ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. They sacrifice for sake of their brothers even though they are in need. They success. ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. So my dear brother, that's why among the great benefits of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, before that Ibn Hazm, also Ibn Hazm mentioned it in his book Mudawat al-Nufus, they said rahimahullah ta'ala, that's why you will never find a brave believer, but at the same time he's a selfish. It's impossible. The braveness in practicing your religion, in exposing the truth, lead us to put a judgment on you as a generous person. Because this kind of method, this kind of ideology, this kind of understanding of you being generous in terms of practicing, advising, giving, it shows us that you're sacrificing your time, your energy, your knowledge, yourself. And this will lead us to say that you are generous. A selfish person would never do such a behavior unless he have a benefit. From here, you know that how the religion forbid us from eating dunya with the akhirah ways. Means, imagine that hadith when the Prophet said, من أخذ بما يراد به وجه الله تعالى عرضا من الدنيا إلا لم يرح رائحة الجنة, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, whoever used what's supposed to be for sake of Allah Ta'ala, he used it for the sake of dunya, will never enter the paradise. This is the selfish people who they achieve knowledge, then in the end they use it for sake of their own benefit. Same thing when the Prophet ﷺ said, قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, من سئل عن علم فكتمه الجمه الله بلجام من نار يوم القيامة. Whoever been asked about knowledge and he hide it, he didn't expose it, he will never enter the paradise too. Why is this kind of punishment for those people? Out of their selfishness. Why he forbid us from being like that? Because conflicting with the meaning of the religion in general. إذن يا أخواني في الله حفظكم الله ورعاكم, when you talk about selfishness and ego, we talk about two dangerous disease and menace, normally it's the reason for people to be in misguidance, or let us say minimum to be unbeneficial individuals in the community. because you're only looking, because they are only looking for their own benefits. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we talk about generosity and humbleness, we spoke about a beneficial individuals for their self and for the community. Doesn't matter in the matters of dunya or deen, is the same. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, it's difficult to be cured, this kind of disease, but possible was the way, a way for them to fear Allah Ta'ala, for them to know the purpose for the from them to be exist in the dunya. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. For them to understand the meaning of the ubudiyya, to be slave of Allah Ta'ala with the correct way. Is the cureness, and all these things need for them to sacrifice themselves, to learn and to understand and to believe. In general, my dear brothers, I repeat again the first statement I said in the beginning. Whoever been raised and naturally he achieved this kind of beautiful meanness, generosity and humbleness, he need to be so grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. He must be so grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, because Allah Azza wa Jal choose him with these two beautiful behaviors, which is the reason of guidance normally. It's a great name. And whoever been tested by this kind of dangerous disease, he need to work hard and he do a lot of dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to change his behaviors. And he need to do a lot of jihad with himself. And it's possible, absolutely, for them to change it. But they need a lot of work from themselves and from the surrounding. Allahumma musta'an.